This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're innovating. If you head up to the fourth floor of the Lusac Library on just about any given day, you'll find a number of different groups working in the Innovation Lab.
Groups and what they talk about include everything from overseas consulates, federal organizations, crafters, hobbyists. They really run the gamut.
That's Darla Hain, the coordinator of the Innovation Lab. She says to think of the lab as part brainstorm, part real-world application. For example, let's say you're a band that's looking for a place to practice.
We want to help that group not only create music, but also have an understanding of band contracts and band writers, copyright laws, and how that applies to them. Do they want help with their websites? We can connect them with programmers or web designers. It's a very holistic kind of approach to it.
The group that's meeting tonight is fairly new, only their second week. They're called the Social Entrepreneurs.
Social entrepreneurs, they approach entrepreneurship in the way that a regular entrepreneur would, but they also approach entrepreneurship with the thought that the outcome of their business model should also have a direct impact on the social good of a community.
Hain says the group, much like the lab itself, is diverse. There's the dean of APU, a graduate student, a small business owner, and a songwriter, to name a few. Tonight's discussion is about how to offer free cash checking and bill paying to Anchorage residents.
The gist of it is there are 13.5 million people in the U.S. who have a job but don't have a bank account. I don't know specific numbers for Anchorage.
That's Thomas Gokey, and he's part of a group called Strike Debt. He describes it as an Occupy Wall Street offshoot focused on reducing debt in the U.S. He says free cash checking is just one way to do that.
On average, it costs you 10% of your income just to access and spend your money if you don't have a bank account.
Gokey says that's because banks charge to cash and write checks if you're not a member. Also, there's penalties for certain purchases if you don't have a bank account, purchases like a car. Gokey is hoping his fellow social entrepreneurs can help create a business that could bypass the banks.
Like, the service provided is super simple. You just need someone to turn a check into cash and write a check to pay bills.
What is the chance that a bank would say, we can do that in our bank? I mean, I can see why they would say no, but I can also think of benefits to the bank. Because when this person does finally decide they want a bank account, then where are they likely to bank?
Oddly enough, Director Darla Hain says she knows a few bankers that frequent the Innovation Lab. She's going to invite them to the group's next meeting.
Let's talk to some bankers. Yay! Talk to some suits. It'll be great.
I asked Hain how often something works out that perfect at the lab. She tells me it happens all the time.
Just tonight, I know one of the guys was talking about his patent, and so he used some of the regular lab guests to help him apply for his patent.
The patent wasn't finalized yet, so Hain wasn't able to give me any details. Not unless I show up next week, of course. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.